Senti, amico, ormai stiamo in macchina da 3 ore. Ma dove cavolo è questo posto?
Ve l'ho detto che ci voleva un po' di tempo per arrivarci.
Come si chiama il locale?
Si chiama...
Country Bunker Medicine Show.
Ci siamo. Ora eseguiremo un nostro grande successo. Ci auguriamo che vi piaccia.
Capelli neri, uno aveva una cartella nera.
Sì, sono andati di là.
No, non ci prenderanno, siamo in missione per conto di Dio.
Loro sono della polizia?
No, signore, musicisti. Sono 126 miglia per Chicago. Abbiamo il serbatoio pieno, mezzo pacchetto di sigarette, è buio e portiamo tutte e due gli occhiali da sole.
Vai.
I nazisti dell'Illinois.
Io li odio, i nazisti dell'Illinois.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, y'all. Lele Guerra here. Questo è il Country Bunker Medicine Show che quest'oggi si veste e si colora di verde, i colori dell'Irlanda, perché festeggiamo il giorno di San Patrizio. Radio Icaro in Blu, 18:20, mezzanotte 20, in streaming icaroplay.it e in podcast countrybunker.it per ascoltare la musica country and western, musica che ha i suoi antenati nella musica irlandese, quindi è dovuto un tributo ed un omaggio alla musica che ha fatto sì che potesse nascere la musica folk americana, il bluegrass, il country e tante altre storie riguardanti la musica importata dalla Europa fino al Nuovo Mondo, lassù, sui Monti Appalachi. Domani è il 17, quindi oggi festeggiamo in anticipo perché domani è domenica e non siamo in onda. St. Patrick è il patrono d'Irlanda, si celebra ogni anno il 17 di marzo, anniversario della sua morte avvenuta nel 461. Dal 432 d.C. si adoperò per convertire gli irlandesi al cristianesimo e attorno a lui sono sorte molte leggende, come ad esempio quella che abbia scacciato i serpenti dall'Irlanda usando il trifoglio per spiegare la Trinità. Per questo motivo il trifoglio è il simbolo dello Stato dell'Irlanda. Raggle Taggle Gipsy Planksty.
As there were three owl gypsies came to our hall door. They came brave and bold, he-o, when this one sang hoy, and the other sang la-ho, when the lady sang the raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. It was upstairs and downstairs the lady he went, but on her suit of leather, oh, it was the cry all around her door. She's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. It was late that night that the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady, he-o. The servant girls reply to him all, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. Up and saddle for me milk-white steed, me big horse is not speedy, he-o. I will ride and I'll seek me bride, she's away with the raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. Up then he rode east and he rode west, he rode north and south also, but when he rode to the wide open field, it was there that he spied his lady, he-o. Oh, then why do you leave your house and your land? Why do you leave your money, he-o, a-year-a? Why do you leave your haroni with the lord, all for the raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o? Yerra, what do I care for me house or me land? What do I care for my honey, he-o, yerra? What do I care for me only wedded lord? I'm away with me raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. Well, it was there last night, you the goose got their bed, with blankets drawn so calmly, he-o. Tonight you lie in a wide open field, in the arms of your raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. Yerra, what do I care for a goose feather bed, with blankets drawn so calmly, he-o. Tonight I lie in a wide open field, in the arms of me raggle-taggle gypsy, he-o. Oh, for you rode east when I rode west, you rode high when I rode low. I'd rather have a kiss of the yellow gypsy's lips than a whole lot of cash in his money, he-o.
Raggle Tangle Gypsy. Tante versioni di questa canzone. Tutte le canzoni irlandesi tradizionali sono raccolte in un grande volume dove tutti possono attingere per continuare a suonarle e per scriverci sopra altre canzoni, come in Italia ha fatto Angelo Branduardi. Gli irlandesi osservano questo giorno come una festa religiosa da oltre 1000 anni. Il St. Patrick Day cade durante il periodo della Quaresima, ma in questo giorno i divieti contro il consumo della carne e il consumo delle bevande alcoliche venivano revocati. Le persone ballavano, bevevano, banchettavano aspettavano, e il pasto tradizionale del St. Patrick's Day era a base di pancetta e cavolo irlandese. The Fisherman Friends Wild
I've
Rover.
I've been a wild rover for many's the year, and I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. And now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I never will play the wild rover no more.
And it's no nay, never, no nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover, no, never, no more.
I went into an alehouse I used to frequent, and I told the landlady my money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom like yours I can get any day.
And it's no nay, never, no nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover, no, never, no more.
I reached into my pocket, brought out sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wines of the best, and the words that I spoke, they were only in jest.
And it's no nay, never, no nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover, no, never, no more.
I'll go home to my parents, confess what I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And when they caress me as oft times before, I never will play the wild rover no more.
And it's no nay, never, no nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover, no, never, no more. And it's no nay, never, no nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover, no, never, no more.
Wild rover. The Fisherman Friends viene molto meglio dopo una Guinness, tenendosi sotto braccio e alzando in alto i calici con la mano libera. Dal nono al decimo secolo circa, le persone in Irlanda osservavano la festa cattolica romana di St. Patrick il 17 di marzo, ma la prima parata del giorno del St. Patrick Day si è svolta non in Irlanda ma negli Stati Uniti. In questa giornata dedicata all'Irlanda, alla quale, come ho detto, il Country Bunker e tutta la musica che programmo quotidianamente deve il 90% delle sue origini, volevo dedicare un pensiero a coloro che so che amano questa musica: Massimo Bianchini, Diletta e soprattutto il protettore, l'antisegnano della musica irlandese su Radio Icaro, Paolo Pagliarani, che con la sua Shamrock ha aperto davvero una strada a tutti noi. Lo ricordo sempre, l'ho preso in giro tanto, ma in realtà amavo tante delle canzoni che programmava nella sua trasmissione, come ad esempio questa di Chieftains, Shady Grove.
Cheeks as red as a blooming rose, eyes as dark as brown. She's a darling of my heart, sweet little thing in town. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Well, I went to see my little Shady Grove, she was standing in the door. The shoes and socks were in her hand, a little bare feet on the floor. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Little bitty boy, I wanted me a Barlow knife. I want a little Shady Grove, I want her to be my wife. Said Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I said. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm going away.
peaches in summertime, there's apples in the fall. If I can't have the one I love, I won't have none at all. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say.
Shady Grove, The Chieftains, furono proprio gli emigrati negli Stati Uniti a trasformare il St. Patrick's Day in una festa in gran parte laica e in una celebrazione di tutte le cose irlandesi al di là dell'oceano. Le città con più immigrati irlandesi hanno organizzato le celebrazioni più estese, che includevano anche grandissime parate. Boston ha tenuto la sua prima parata per il St. Patrick's Day nel 1737, seguita a ruota da New York City nel 1762. Vexis Dargle, Lanigan's Ball.
The town of Elfie when Jeremy Lanigan, but the dough till he hadn't the shilling, his father died. He met him a mannequin, left him a farm at an acre's realm. He gave a grand party to friends and relations, who would not forget them when come to the wall. If you'd only listen, I'd make your eyes listen to rows and ructions at Lanigan's farm. We said to be sure God's invitations were all the nice boys and girls that I'd ask. In less than a minute, their friends and relations are dancing as merry as bees when they cast. Well, lashings of punch and wine for the ladies, potatoes, cakes, and was begging and say, well, there were the Nolans and Dolans, okay, these carton the girls and dancing away. Doing all kinds of nonsensical polkas round the room in a whirly gig. Well, Julia and I soon banished the nonsense and tipped them a twist of a real Irish jig. That girl, she really got mad at me. Does till you take all the ceilings that fall for a spent 3 weeks at Brooks Academy, learning to dance for Lanigan Claude. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. And I stepped out,
and I stepped in again.
I stepped out,
and I stepped in again.
Well, I stepped out,
and I stepped in again.
Learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. The boys all merry, the girls all hearty, danced around in couples and groups. An accident happened, young Terence McCarty, he put his right leg through Miss Flaherty toots. The creature she fainted and cried, we'll a murder and call for our brothers and gathered them all. Well, Carmody swore that he'd go no further till he'd satisfaction in Lanigan Fall. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, learning to dance for Lanigan's Fall. And I stepped out,
and I stepped in again.
I stepped out,
and I
I stepped out,
and I stepped in again.
Learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Why the waste is there was ructions. We soon got a kick from young fella McHugh, and I soon replied to his kind introduction and kicked up a terrible Oliver Lou. Face of the piper was native and strangled. They squeezed up his pipe full of shanties and all, and the girls and their ribbons, they all got entangled, and that put an end to Lanigan's ball. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. And I stepped out,
and I stepped in again.
And I stepped out,
and I stepped in again.
I stepped out,
and I stepped in again.
Learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
Lanigan's Ball, Vexis Dargle, Dal 1962 Chicago ha incominciato a colorare il suo fiume di verde per celebrare il St. Patrick Day. Inizialmente il colore associato a St. Patrick era il blu, ma il verde è ora comunemente legato a questo giorno e anche a tutta la terra d'Irlanda. Irlandesi e non irlandesi in questo giorno indossano qualche cosa di verde, un capo d'abbigliamento, un trifoglio o un cappello, qualche cosa che comunque richiami questo colore. Gli Stati Uniti diventano per un giorno un paese di color smeraldo e anche gli stessi americani indossano abiti verdi, bevono birra verde, frappè verdi e la carne in scatola, il cavolo per la festa, bevendo pinte di Guinness. He'll Tell Me Ma, The Young Dubliners.
Tell me, ma, when I go home, the boys don't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair and stole my comb. That's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Dublin City. She's courting 1, 2, 3. Please, won't you tell me who is she? Albert Mooney says he loves her, and all the boys are fighting for her. They knock at the door, they ring at the bell. Oh, my jewel, oh, are you well? Out she comes as white as snow. On her fingers and bells on her toes. Old Jenny Morrissey says she'll die. She doesn't get the fellow with her overnight. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Dublin City. She's courting 1, 2, 3. Please won't you tell me who is she? Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high. Snow comes shoveling from the sky. She is sweet as apple pie. She'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her man till she goes home. Let them all come as they will. Selbert Mooney she loves still. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Dublin City. She is courting 1, 2, 3. Please won't you tell me who is she? Whoa.
Yeah. find my brother, he's the one that's in the army. I don't know where he's stationed, is it Cork or in Killarney? Together we'll go riding o'er the mountains of Kilkenny. Oh, I know he'll treat me better than my darling sporting Jenny.
Mushrigan Durinda, what fall the daddy-o? What fall the daddy-o? There's whiskey in the jar. Pretty girls in the morning, bright and early. Mushrigum Durinda, what fall the daddy-o? What fall the daddy-o? There's whiskey in the jar.
Whiskey in the jar. Sono dei Irish Rovers. Se volete partire con un'infarinatura di musica irlandese, di quella che si ascolta molto facilmente, vi consiglio i due dischi The Irish Rovers 15 Years Volume 1 e Volume 2, nei quali volumi sono contenuti i più grandi tradizionali della musica irlandese. Tutte le tradizioni, quelle nate negli Stati Uniti, non sono state importate dall'Irlanda, ma invece sono state esportate dall'Irlanda e adottate dagli stessi irlandesi, principalmente a beneficio di coloro che pensano che sia stata l'Irlanda a inventare tutti quei festeggiamenti. The Rocky Road to Dublin, The High Kings.
In the merry month of June, from me home I started, left the girls at June, nearly broken hearted, salute to father dear, kiss me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut to stout black thorn, to banish ghosts and goblins, a brand new pair of brogues, rattling o'er the bogs, frightening all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hut the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack full only ride. In Mullingar that night I rested limbs so weary, started by daylight, me spirits bright, and ere he took a drop of the pure, keep me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure, whenever he's on for drinking, to see the lassie smile, laughing all the while, at me curious style, 'twas set your heart to bubbling, and asked if I was hard, wages I required, till I was nearly tired of the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hut the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack full ollie ra. In Dublin next arrived, I thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived of view of that fine city. Well, then I took a stroll, all among the quality bundle it was stole, all in a neat locality. Something crossed me mind when I looked behind, no bundle could I find upon me, sick a wobbling, inquiring for the road, said me Connaught Road wasn't much in vogue, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hut the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for lully ra. Got away, me spirits never failing, landed on the quay just as the ship was sailing, the captain at me roared, said that no room had he, when I jumped aboard a cabin found for Paddy. Down among the pace, played some bonny rigs, danced some hearty jigs, the water round me bubbling, when a folly head, wish myself was dead or better far instead, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for lully ra. Safely landed, called myself a fool, I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil, temper I was losing, poor old Aaron's Isle, they began abusing, hurrah me so, says I'm a shillelagh I look like, Galway boys were nigh, and saw I was a hobbling with a loud hooray, joined in the affray, we quickly cleared the way, for the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hut the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to
the rocky road to Dublin,
hut the hare and turn.
burner down the rocky road.
The Kings.
All the way to Dublin, whack for lolly rock.
La Ulster Plantation avvenne a partire dal 1606. La colonizzazione promossa da Giacomo d'Inghilterra incominciò nel 1609. Tutti i possedimenti dei regnanti irlandesi e coloro che gli erano stati vicini furono confiscati e riassegnati ai nuovi coloni, in gran maggioranza inglesi e scozzesi. A quel punto avvenne la prima grande emigrazione del popolo irlandese verso il Nuovo Mondo, a partire dalla Mayflower in poi, nel 1620. Quindi fino alla metà del XIX secolo la maggior parte degli immigrati irlandesi negli Stati Uniti erano membri della classe media protestante. Quando la grande carestia delle patate colpì l'Irlanda nel 1845, quasi 1 milione di cattolici irlandesi, poveri e poco istruiti, iniziarono a riversarsi in America per sfuggire alla fame. Grain Dervish.
Shall not be the life for you, my dear and lovely daughter. I will not lose a lock and risk another to the sea. Then, mother, I must break your heart, for I must follow father. I'm destined for the caravel and galley, and O'Malley I be. Returning on a friendly wind from golden Barcelona, from out the fog the pirates came, and nearly all was lost. And would be too, except for the red dagger of young Grania, who screamed above the fray of the sailors' rally, and O'Malley I be. I may not shield a needle fine, or be of gentle hand, but I will be soldier ne'er a man. And I will wear a Spanish silver watch upon me breast, and dance the fierce and washing peaks and valleys, and O'Malley I be. Donal, I have married you and bore your children gladly, but you did die a joyous hand and leave me not to do. Hand of someone, yeah, I treated badly, but he knows the sea will be my home for family, and O'Malley I be. I may not yield a needle fine, or be of gentle hand, but I will owe my soul to their man. And I will wear a Spanish silver brooch upon me breast, and dance the fierce emotion, peaks and valleys, and O'Malley I be.
Dervish. Gli irlandesi erano disprezzati per le loro credenze religiose, per i loro accenti sconosciuti dalla maggioranza protestante americana. Hanno avuto difficoltà a trovare lavori anche umili, e quando si sono riversati nelle strade degli Stati Uniti per la prima festa del St. Patrick's Day, i giornali li hanno raffigurati come scimmie ubriache e violente. Gli irlandesi però hanno presto incominciato a rendersi conto che il loro numero cresceva di anno in anno sempre di più, e li dotava di un potere politico che doveva essere assolutamente sfruttato. Hanno iniziato così ad organizzare in un blocco elettorale noto come la Green Machine, al quale tutti i candidati di qualsiasi partito si sono dovuti rivolgere. The Finnegan's Wake, The Tramps.
Tim Finnegan lived in Brooklyn Street, a gentle Irishman, mighty upbeat, a beautiful brass, a rich
twice in this world he carried a hob. You see, the start of a tippling way with a lot more like a part Tim must burn to help him on his work every day. The drop of the crater every month.
Hey! Whack footed on, I'll dance to your partner, walk the floor, your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. What? Morning Tim was radical, his head from every witch made him shake. He fell from the ladder and broke his skull, and they carried him home, his corpse to wake. They rolled him up in a nice clean sheet and laid him out upon the bed with a bottle of whiskey at his feet and a gallon of porter at his head.
Hey!
Walk for it, Anna, dance to your partner, walk the floor, your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
His friend the sandal at his wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. For she brought in tea and cake and pipe tobacco and whiskey punch.
The pity O'Brien began to cry. Such a nice clean corpse did you ever see?
Ah, Tim of an Eno, why did you die? I hold your gob, says Billy McGee.
Whack, put it down, I'll dance to your partner, walk the floor, your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
That Peggy O'Connor took up the job. I bet he says she are wrong, I'm sure. But Biddy then gave her a belt on a gob and left her sprawling at the floor. The war did soon engage. It was woman to woman and man to man. Shillalala was all a rage, and a raving eruption soon began.
Whack footed Anne, now dance to your partner, walk the floor, your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
That Mickey Maloney raised his head when a bottle of whiskey flew at him. It missed him falling on the bed, and the liquor shattered over Tim.
Tim revives, see how he rises, Timothy rising from the bed.
Crank! Whirl your whiskey around like blazes. Glory be to God, do you think I'm dead?
Whack for it down, now dance to your partner, walk the floor, your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
Hey! Whack for it down, now
Tim Finnegan's Wake, the Tramps. Abbiamo festeggiato il St. Patrick's Day il giorno prima, domani e domenica, quindi domani vi invito a festeggiare, magari andare a riprendere la trasmissione sul podcast countrybunker.it per festeggiare ancora una volta insieme questa giornata particolare. Devo molto alla musica irlandese e anche a gran parte della cultura irlandese che ha fatto sì che nascesse la musica country western, con la quale mi riempio le giornate e vi riempio le serate su Radio Icaro in Blu alle 18.20 a mezzanotte e 20 o in streaming icaroplay.it. That's all folks, da Lele Guerra è tutto. Happy St. Patrick's Day, vi lascio con Steve Earle e la sua The Galway Girl. Ciao a tutti.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day. And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? 'Cause her hair is black and her eyes are blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl around a salt hill prime with a Galway girl. Oh! We're halfway there when the rain came down of a day. She asked me up to her flat downtown on a fine soft day. Fella to do, 'cause her hair was black and her eyes are blue. I took her hand and I gave her a twirl. Oh, and I lost my heart to a Galway heart, and I took it home. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do if her hair's black?
black and her eyes are blue. Cause I've traveled around, I've been all over this world. Boys, I ain't never seen nothing like a Galway girl. Hey!
Questo è tutto per stasera. Siete sciolti e liberi, non fate complimenti. Non è che vi cacciamo via, ma qui forse devono chiudere, perciò vi salutiamo.
Move 'em on.
Hit 'em up.
Hit 'em up.
Move 'em on.
Move 'em on.
Hit 'em up.
Raw hard. Cut 'em out.
Ride 'em in.
Ride 'em in.
Cut 'em out.
Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in raw hard.
Raw hard. Tagliamo la corda che è meglio.